Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 28th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily 6 on the Coin Podcast Network. New details after police shoot and kill a man in Happy Valley early yesterday morning. We now know the victim was a Hillsborough man who Clackamas County deputies say was driving a truck stolen out of Portland. It happened near Southeast 145th and King Road. The chase ended when deputies used spike strips. The suspect resisted arrest, according to police, then pulled out a revolver before being shot. 26-year-old Nathan Honeycutt died at the scene. R&B star R. Kelly is facing at least 10 years in prison after his conviction on federal sex trafficking charges. Prosecutors said he used his fame and wealth to lure young women and girls, then physically and sexually abused them. Kelly's lawyer said he may appeal the verdict. The man who shot President Ronald Reagan will soon be set free. A federal judge has granted an unconditional release to John Hinckley Jr. In 1982, the now 66-year-old Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity. His release will take effect in June after a final 9-month observation period. Governor Kate Brown signed into law the state's new congressional and legislative district maps. Among the changes, a brand new District 6 and District 5 now stretches down to include Bend. While Republican lawmakers called the process blatant gerrymandering, the Democratic House Speaker Tina Kotek defends the process, saying they got the job done before the deadline. Happening today, the Newburgh School Board is scheduled to vote on a motion to rescind a ban on Black Lives Matter and Pride flags. The board has gone back and forth on this for several weeks now. The Oregon State Board of Education called on the board to reverse its vote, saying student identities should be welcomed and affirmed. The ACLU argues it violates both the U.S. and Oregon constitutions. Instagram says it needs more time with parents and experts before releasing a new version of its photo-sharing app for kids between 10 to 12 years old. Instagram's parent company, Facebook, is already under fire from 44 attorneys general who urged the company to abandon the project. This Thursday, Facebook executives will testify on Capitol Hill. For more great content from the Coin Podcast Network, just download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcasts. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
So the wildfire is already tough to deal with, but when you factor in a strong wind and then the ongoing dry conditions, it really makes it extra tough.
First, there was fire.
Helicopters are dropping water on the White River. Fire.
Then ice.
Trees and limbs just toppled to the ground.
Then heat.
This record-breaking temperature and heat broke our roads across Portland.
There is no doubt.
There is no doubt.
The climate in the Pacific Northwest is changing.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
But how are our recent extreme weather events connected to climate change?
What climate change is contributing to is basically an increased frequency, duration, and severity of these extreme events.
And what do we stand to lose if we don't do something about it now?
You know, these small decisions that we all make in our day-to-day lives, they do really have consequences. They have impacts. They add up.
They add up.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the Coin Podcast Network.